Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Listen, I'm excited you're here. I'm excited that you're listening in your car, watching TV. That doesn't make sense. Or walking the dog. All the fun things that you're listening to the show. I appreciate you for the old season flushers. I'm excited you're here. I'm excited that you're back. And if you're a newbie, man, I am excited, honored you decided to hit that play button and you're following along. Now, listen, we are, of course, you can hear the audio, but remember, you can now go to Spotify and YouTube and you can watch. You can see me. I don't know if y'all like that or not. That's kind of a scary thought. But I know it's awesome and I'm excited. Been using this program for about a month now, I guess. So I'm excited to keep doing that. Now, listen, we have a special episode today. I think this is episode 75. Big time. I know. Super excited about that. So listen, today we've got a big time guest. We've got Rebecca Ball in the house. How's it going, Rebecca?
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to do this. It's my first podcast. You're 75th. I'm like, first.
That's awesome. That's really exciting.
It is.
It's always fun because, you know, Rebecca, like podcasting, I told you before the show, is not something that I enjoyed. I thought it was really silly.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the group of teachers that I work with, or the group of tech coaches, they're like, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to that one. And I was like,
you're hooked.
All right, whatever, guys, let's do it. And again, like, I remember like, and I don't remember the topic, but Jeff Bradbury was the speaker in this podcast. And it just hooked me because it was like, I'm driving in my car, but it was like he was sitting in the passenger seat.
Having a conversation.
And having a conversation with me. Now I couldn't respond to him.
Right.
But it was just like, genuine.
Yeah.
And so like from there, and like I told you about the journey. I know we've talked about the show for the people listening. But like, it was fun to get to this point and have a real conversation, record it, and then let other people hear it.
Share the goodness.
Yeah, because we do, like, all day we've had great conversations. But now it's like other people can hear that.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And it's phenomenal. Now, listen, before we get too thick in the weeds, Rebecca, I need to know a little bit. I know about you, but these people listening may not. So really tell us how you fit in this education space.
Okay. I have been with Bradley County Schools, specifically at Walker Valley High School, about 15 years now. So I've taught social studies classes and done some leadership stuff on campus with our kids. And it's an exciting career to be in, to have a positive impact on kids, but also have great relationships with my coworkers. So doing all kinds of social studies and government classes, leadership, and also getting to have a lot of fun with the tech department the last couple of years. And I've really enjoyed that. There's just always, it's a space that never ends. It feels infinite. Technology feels infinite. Because what's here today, it may still be here tomorrow, but there's definitely going to be something new tomorrow. So it's forever changing, forever growing, and you can't get bored with technology because it's expanding.
Yeah. And that seems like when you show my get bored, like history was not my thing.
That's fair.
And I shouldn't say that to a history.
That's okay. That's how I feel about math.
I know. It's like, it's great content, but you've got to be really.
It's got to be your passion.
It's got to be your passion. You're right.
That's fair.
Those kinds of things. And you're right. Like, I feel like technology, like even when I started this job, mm-hmm. and I remember the first 6 months, like, all right, got these tech things and this and that. And then AI came in.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh my God.
Fast.
And it's unreal and it continuing to change because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a program, whether it's this, whether it's ideas. So when I think about like just teaching content, like it's just content. The content stays the same throughout the year.
Right.
Maybe different new things if you're talking about today's history versus,
yes,
you know,
okay.
100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, is different. But you're right. Technology just changes and evolves. It's 15 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're about the same. I think this is 16 for me.
Okay.
So we came in about the same time.
Yes.
And that's really awesome to be at Walker Valley for those entire.
Yes, 15. I have.
I know, like, showing my age a little bit, I was the first class to go through all 4 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I can remember, like, you know, we didn't have a gym. We didn't have cafeteria. We ordered like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, whatever they got it in. Our first pep rally was in, let's see, Blue. If you're looking at school, Blue Hill's on the right.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Look at this gold. Gold would be on the right and left would be blue.
Okay, so on the left, blue hallway, out in the parking lot, was our first pep rally.
Wow.
About 600 kids showed up. And it's just, it's unreal to think about like where it was then and what it is now. Because when I walk those hallways, man, it's like, it brings back those memories.
Yes.
But there's so many good things going on in that building.
It's massive.
It's massive. So many great teachers, students, like, mm-hmm. it's been an honor to come back.
So cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah. So be there as a kid and then get to be as an adult and sharing your expertise all throughout the building.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's been fun. To get to connect with some of those. I don't think there's like one or two teachers still there. Okay. When I was there, you know, you got my spots.
Oh, yeah. English. Yeah, both of those. English. Oh, they're holding it down.
Yeah. And I think that's about it. I don't think there's any. Oh, well, you got Miss Swafford.
Okay.
Is there? I never
biology.
Had her.
Okay.
I had her husband.
Yes.
You know, then my boss, Scott Webb, was there, but now he's a supervisor of the technology. And so I get to work with him now. So it's been, you know, just full circle kind of moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when you hop districts, you don't really get to experience that. But when you really buy in and you stay in one place, it's just incredible to have those things.
I think the people that are there have a lot to do with that. You know, just the environment that was created, it's very welcoming. And I think that breeds a lot of creativity because people feel safe in that environment.
Yeah.
And so they can create cool things and invest and build because they stay long term.
Yeah, and you want to stay there. It's not like you go to some schools and you're like, all right, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And you find the other home. But you're really right. It's a very family culture oriented, like
positive.
Mm-hmm. Just great things and just spread the joy to be there. But listen, stop going down this rabbit trail.
Okay.
We could talk about
forever
all these things. It really shows some age. But listen, today we had a kind of a special day together. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and on my fault part, I forgot about it.
It's all good.
but we kind of did some job shadowing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're part of the first part of what I want to talk about is this innovative educator group that you're part of. Now, I know there was like an application process. You kind of signed up and you've just, and there wasn't any formal interviews. But we, you know, out of all the teachers, there was only, I don't know, we have about 15.
That's all right.
So kind of talk about that experience in the group. Just what does that mean to you to be a part of those?
It's a cool opportunity that I have not heard other districts have for their educators. And so I do value that. This is now year two that I've been in the program. So I've been exposed to things as an educator that I would not have just as a regular educator in the classroom. So I've been getting plugged into the Innovative Educator Program. We got to go to a tech conference, which I had never done before. That was actually my first educational conference, and it was epic. You know, it just talk about if you're in the classroom and you're feeling a little stale, oh my gosh, get out there and plug in. So getting to see and experience all the different things that are available tech-wise and how to use them in your classroom, how to impact your students, help your coworkers, that was phenomenal. And then, of course, this year we've actually gotten to meet together the innovative educators. So that brings in all these teachers from different schools across the district that I would never get to sit down with.
Yeah.
But being able to sit in the same room and have conversations with each other and hear what other people are doing in their classroom, that's incredibly refreshing. Just to kind of get spark ideas and creativity. I feed off that stuff. You know, you feel alive again as an educator when you get to have those conversations with other professionals. So really, this is, for me, it's just the connecting between the different people from different schools, grade levels, subjects, expertise, and so many people to bring different parts of the puzzle. Like some people are really great at this program or that program, or how do we put this in front of the kids? How do we get the kids to create this product? And so being able to kind of feed off each other with that, I really like that. I really enjoyed that.
Because
part of
the program. A lot of times I feel like when you're in a building, it's the same people. The conversations may change,
mm-hmm.
but you're so used to knowing like, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And we kind of, when you create, whether it's a PBL, you're creating mm-hmm. something within your team,
mm-hmm.
those ideas kind of stay within that, mm-hmm. that building.
Mm-hmm.
But to being able to go to a small conference, a big conference, yes. a national conference, it doesn't matter because you've got great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And these teachers can come from California, Texas, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really pulling in new ideas.
Yes.
Or ideas you thought about, but it's presented in a different way.
Right.
So it really is a lot of fun to do that. And I know we have a big group that came.
Yeah.
So glad to hear you enjoyed that.
It was so great. Yeah. It was a very invaluable experience there.
And even like, talking with other teachers in the district, because mm-hmm. you've got elementary, you've got middle, you've got high school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to take an elementary school idea
in a corporate high school.
Yes.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, it is. Even walking through today, the different schools, and I mean, we got to visit elementary schools, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. But even seeing some of the stuff that they're doing at high school, I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. And being able to look at that and say, hey, maybe I need to scale that back and start fresh. You know, let me try something basic first before we start building on it again. And that was a good reminder. You know, and who would have thought?
you never know what you're going to get out
That's
of
true.
Something. I think the biggest thing is going in to something and having to open up mind or heart to it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, even if the idea seems silly, like I can remember in middle school, we did this, there's this lady named Jill Jackson, and she had this, I guess, business.
Okay.
And she went across and she would help teachers teach, and really like code teaching is what we did. So as a special education teacher, she would come in, and then she also sent one of her co-workers. Mm-hmm. And so me and this teacher named Holly Dare would co-taught math. And we'd come in there and we would do some things, and she would come in and be like, hey, listen, I need you to say this again through this one. And I would be this lady's crazy. Like, why would I do this? But you would do it because I had that open mind.
Yes. Willing to try it.
And you could see the changes of it. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be able to be open to going to a conference, open to try new things, open to be a part of a program that's in the district to do all these things.
I agree. It's game changing.
Yeah, for sure. Now, listen, let's keep moving on here. So we've got, we've talked about the program. I think big things are happening there.
Yes.
But today we job shadowed.
Yes, we did. Right?
So I know, man, you always want, I think like when we job shadow, you know, we want a path to that. We want to make sure that you're seeing all sides of what an innovation specialist does. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to plan that, but today I did not plan it and it was wild.
Oh, I got
lucky. You really did. It was just incredible. So I know we started at elementary school. We hopped to another elementary school. We had a meeting this afternoon at a middle school, but that kind of canceled for some things. But kind of tell us some, instead of me asking, just kind of tell me your thoughts of the day, like, and we can full bounce back and forth.
I thought it was really cool to see, just starting to email with upper school, their processes are so different from high school. So to see how they do things, and then also how they are using technology to impact their students. There's so many different things, even just walking through the hallways, seeing that, oh, they've got like the little chick, you know, incubator.
Yeah.
They have eggs. They're growing chicks. They're going to have chickens. So see, that was really cool. The kids interacting with various stuff at, you know, the other school, you got to teach a lesson, which was awesome. So to see how you do that as an innovation specialist with a classroom that you're not in every day, that was enlightening. And then I just also, props to you on saying, hey, constantly, Josh said this constantly throughout the day, hey, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Is there anything you need? And I think that was so enlightening of like, this is how you're building relationships and making positive impacts with people. And you can use that in any part of your life, right? It's just very positive thing to do. And it makes people willing to trust us.
Yeah. And you know, really, like, no matter what line of work you're in, like, relationships are important.
Super.
And even like customer service is important.
Correct.
You know, like, I'm going to go get my oil change on Saturday. And if I walk in and that guy's a jerk, I'm not going to go back because of that one experience.
Right.
And that could be related to like fast food, anything you
can
do that really impacts that. And so, I, you know, for my first meeting, I tell Scott this all the time, I'll never forget my first meeting with the group. And that's what he talked about for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like customer service. Like, you can know all the tech things in the world, the most powerful tech person ever. But like, if you can't talk to people or you can't support them, or if they call you for like, hey, my computer's slow, I can't figure it out. I could be like, hey, clear your cookies of cash. And that's it.
Yeah.
But like, to go walk them through, send them a video, like, you're those, all those like extra things.
It matters.
It matters.
It does. Yeah, it really does. That showed up throughout the day too. So that was really cool. Also, I love the opportunities that our kids have in this district. You know, I see stuff at the high school level that I've not seen at the elementary school level. So we talked about North Lee and got to see their room set up for their morning show.
Yeah.
I had no idea the level of what those kids were able to do at that grade. It just was mind-opening for me because I see what our high school kids do, but I had no idea that our elementary level was at that far.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing awesome things.
And some of that, you know, you got Ms. Rial there that really has wants that show to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very high up in that song. And so the kids are trained really well. They want to do a good job. You know, live stream any of these classrooms. So there's really accountability for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows because of, you know, their setup, all the things.
Yes.
And I think some of that, you know, some things do start at the leadership level, mm-hmm. as far as like, hey, this is what we're going to be about. This is what we're going to push. But then it's also having teachers that have that open
mind,
the buy-in for it. And sometimes I think buy-in sometimes is kind of loosely used sometimes, but I think it goes back to what we talked earlier, that open heart.
Yes.
To be like, no, I'm not doing this. This sounds silly. And just let it,
try it.
Let it ride. Because those things that you may thought silly, you know, like you heard today, like, what was it? All right. What do we say? Shh. Like all those,
the waterfall.
They'd be like waterfall and everybody goes, shh. And it's like those silly things are like clocking your hands. Like as a middle school teacher, sounds awful. Like those kids aren't going to do it. But then like you talk
to
your high school and they love it.
It's a talk back for them. It's like a little bit of nostalgia and they'll do it.
And those things just hit different.
Yes.
But if you don't have that open heart in those minds,
right.
It's just not going to get there. So.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. So we were at Northleaf.
Yes.
Did that. Keep walking us through it.
Okay. We hopped over to Oak Grove and that was super fun to get to see people. I got to work with Adam Ferguson as a teacher when he was at Walker Valley, and Beth Fugate was there as well. And then even a student teacher of mine is now a teacher over at Oak Grove. So sitting, getting to see people is really cool. And then getting to sit in the classroom while we do a lesson with the children. And they're learning about how they're going to make stuff with the 3D printers.
Yeah, basically we're going to make keychains.
Oh, cool.
So today was just the whole modeling part, how to use the programs in CAD. And so you could tell some of them, yes, they're, you know, elementary. Sometimes you have to arrange them in and continue to do that. But you could see they were working, trying, like, hey, just
fun.
See what happens. And they really, it's fun to do those type of things. Mm-hmm. Especially for me in this role, like, I don't get to be in the classrooms a whole bunch.
That's fair.
And so it's fun to, when the teacher's like, hey, come teach a lesson.
Yeah.
This is how they teach it. I'm like, there's never like, hey, let me look at my schedule and I'll let you know if I can. It's like, yes, just come
there.
And I will move things and just make it happen.
Because
I really just enjoy that part of
it. It was super cool. I mean, the kids clearly enjoyed it too. There was variety throughout the room of how bold they were with trying stuff. And, you know, sometimes they didn't want to follow directions because it was so much fun. They wanted to do more things. But it was really cool. It was great to see their enthusiasm for that and knowing that they're getting to build stuff and do stuff over there. So
yeah, because even a lot of those skills, like being able to 3D model and doing that, mm-hmm. you know, these kids could be coders. These kids would be doing something.
Yep.
And a lot of these skills, even though we're building something, can really relate to maybe what they're going to do in high school. Like you never know. And so, you know, elementary, I feel like a lot of times you're trying to get them to experience everything.
Test things.
Mm-hmm. And then when they get to middle school, they're trying to pick their related arts or specials or whatever. And then they pick this class or that class. And then we get to high school. And then you've got Mr. Owenby that runs our computer science class and like does a phenomenal job. And it's giving these kids opportunities to do other things they may not otherwise have
right.
had.
Right.
And so that you're just continuing to trigger things. And, you know, academics are important, but some of these kids, this is what they're going to need.
It's their lifeblood. Their passion. Yeah. You know, it's a good way of getting them hooked on education when they can figure out something that works for them and they really enjoy. It, like 3D printing today, I've had kids print stuff in my class. We've got a project where they build board games and they have printed their pieces, their playing pieces, and I'm like government themed. And so my social studies nerds out there have had some constitutions printed. It was awesome.
Okay.
So,
that's exciting.
But yeah, it's just really cool to see like, hey, they started in fourth grade with learning how to use this stuff. And then later they're really creating products for their education with it. It's fun.
Well, yeah, awesome. So, and then I know we had some things planned this afternoon that got a wash, but that gave us the opportunity to podcast today.
Yes.
And you know, most of the time when I ask people they're going to want a podcast, they're like, oh. And you were like, yes, like,
yes,
like I don't care what we're talking about, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot easier because you asked me a while back, and I was like, oh, I'm nervous about that. But you start listening to the podcast, and you're like, okay, I can talk about this stuff. I do this stuff.
I mean, and you know, we could talk. Like I told you before the show, like we could talk and do other things. But as soon as I said cameras up, like we're in the building and we're, you know, together recording video, but like you put the headphones on, the microphone, and it's like, oh gosh,
this is a room.
But you know, it's always fun. It's just a great way, even like podcasting in the classroom.
Yeah.
We might have to do something.
Yeah,
we can bring the board in there, do all kinds
yes.
of things.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I've got some kids that I think would do really well with that and they would enjoy it. They would really like it.
Because you got some of these kids that but don't write well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're afraid to do certain things, or the projects are projects, but to be able to sit behind a microphone, work your voice, and just talk. Like, you know, if we're going to talk about the Constitution, mm-hmm. now I can really put some feeling into what I think was important.
Right.
What's exciting to me. versus like reading a paper. It's hard to convey those emotions.
That's right. Yeah.
So really it's, you know, I heard this podcast today, just really amplifying student voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it does. So it's just, it's incredible. I really just enjoy doing that.
Yeah. And technology is a great way to do that because there's so many different options for the different skill sets. I love to have different products or projects that will allow kids to use their strengths and to use their passions. So being able to use technology to do stuff like that is awesome. We get kids with all kinds of different skills. I have a project where they create kind of, I call it an art piece, but I mean, you know, some kids are not artistic. So I had a kid one time, he's like, I don't know how to do that. But he literally like built a scene, a courtroom scene in Minecraft, and then did a YouTube video walking through it. And it was fantastic. But you got to let kids loose. You got to let them, you know, chase that rabbit trail.
And that's even like, you know, they could create the most off the wall thing.
Yeah.
And you could think, I don't know what you just did
either. Yeah.
But that kid is like ecstatic about it.
Yeah. They're trying so hard.
That's like, Colby Burris shared me this video, this picture one time. And there's this little girl and she built these Legos. Mm-hmm. And you have no idea what she made. Like, it's a building. It's, I don't know, a fortress. Like, I have no idea what she made.
Yeah.
But her face is beaming when it's
proud. So proud.
Because she made it. Mm-hmm. And I think no matter what we do, like if the kid genuinely cares about it and creates it,
yes,
they love
that's
it.
A win. Just,
and you don't know what that's going to translate to something else.
Right.
And then you're excited about it. They're getting more pumped about it. It really changes the game on some level.
It does. Yeah.
And even like as educators, that's what we're here for.
I agree.
Change that, whether it's technology piece, whether it's an idea, whether it's bringing the Constitution and making it hip forum.
Yeah.
You know, you're continuing to do those type of things.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is fun. I enjoy having this conversation, and like today, just get this opportunity to do all of this has been so fun in that sense of like all the ideas that I have. You know, hey, I was in elementary school, but still, I've got stuff to take back and try out with my big kids.
So. Well, good. I'm glad you pulled away some things for today because, you know, sometimes I feel like today's like not as exciting for you. You know, we did certain things or like you asked about lunch. I was like, just we'll eat lunch whenever. Like,
yeah.
Just never know. But I'm glad you had a good day. You know, I was excited for you to walk along today.
Yes.
And hopefully you saw some good things.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm going to try out some stuff.
Cool. So what feature would you be your biggest highlight for the day? If you had to pick one.
I mentioned it before, but I really do think just that relationship aspect of your technology is useless if you can't communicate well with other people. If you're not willing to build those relationships with people. So I know on our hallway, we have a really tight-knit group. But I'm thinking, okay, if these elementary school teachers are doing these awesome things, maybe I need to start asking additional questions of my own coworkers. You know, like what other resources are there on our hallway? Because we talked about it a little bit earlier, but we get kind of used to what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But being a little bit more proactive. Let me see, like, let me search at home. Hey, what are you doing over in physical science?
Yeah.
Let me know what you're doing. What are we doing different here in English today? Because there are such great resources out there to be able to have good conversations. And it benefits all of us when we work together like that. So really just watching the interactions between everyone and how positive people are.
Yeah. And I think sometimes with tech, like when you think about relationships and technology,
mm-hmm.
like I've got a couple of teachers I could name for you that like very hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've brought up, hey, you know, you bring up the two little word AI and they're like, nope, I ain't doing that. Like not that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever. And then you come back and you're like, hey, you're doing all these worksheets, right? That are filling in bubbles choices. Let me show you this program. That will grade it for you.
Oh,
that you can take your paperwork sheet, upload it, and let's see what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you're almost like continuing to build that relationship, but then show them things.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really feel, whether they feel it or not, but like this experience,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
you're walking, you know, so like I've got a teacher that was really kind of hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we talked about some of the assessment parts of that. Listen, you just send it to me.
Yeah.
I'll create it. I will come teach your class and you just see it.
Yeah.
And we did that for 3 Fridays in a row. And by the end of it, she's like, all right, you've got it. I'm excited about this. So it's again, it's building those relationships. And you get some people that the relationships necessarily aren't like their whole one, but you can give them an idea and they're going to run with it and be really creative with it.
Yes.
Or you give them one idea and they're like, ooh, I like this. And they keep digging and then keep digging.
Yes. Yes.
So there's not really a right or a wrong. I guess there's always a wrong way to do something.
Yeah.
But it's continuing
to build,
investigate, and just really dive into what they're doing.
Right.
you know, like history. Like I knew nothing about history.
Yeah.
But we've had conversations and you're right. Tech savvy. Right. So I can say, hey, here's this program. It would probably do this for your history class and that. And you're like, all right, cool.
I'm going to go play with that. Yeah.
And you'll do with it.
Yes.
But then other teachers, you've really got to know their content. Mm-hmm. Like, hey,
yes.
I know in math, you're doing, I don't know, coordinate planes and this thing. Have you checked out this site with this program that can help with that? And it does some cool things. So then on my end, I've got to do content instructional.
Right.
Some intelligent to help people feel better.
Right. Being flexible with that sort of thing and meeting people where they are.
Yeah. Sure. That's the key right there. Meet them where they are. Well, cool. All right. Now, listen, we're to a point in the show.
Okay.
We're going to transition a little bit into some technology. I know we've talked about
it. Yeah.
But we're really going to start it off with, I like to have this part of the show called the Tech Flush Tip of the Day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know if you listen to the show or not. It's irrelevant. That's fine. But part of this is I want you to kind of give your, if you could have one piece of technology, whether it's AI driven, whether it's a program, whether it's just a device, or maybe it's just a tip, what would your one thing be?
Okay. All right. My biggest, most important tip I think I hit out most often to people when they're diving into the tech world is to pick one thing. And start there. Don't get overwhelmed because there's so much available. There's too much out there. If you try to tackle everything, you'll feel overwhelmed at start. So pick one thing, become super good at it, understand it, watch YouTube videos, follow along with Chief Wireless, listen to podcasts, etc. So whatever it is that you think is going to work for you, start with that one thing. Try it out really good before you move on. But I think right now, I'm most excited about AI and what it's doing. Because it's just infinite. There's just so much there, and it can help not just even in the classroom, but just in every aspect of life. There's so many things that I can put in there and get out information so quickly, form ideas, even if I have just this little bitty inkling instead of letting it sit there for a while like we used to in pre-AI.
Yeah.
I can put that into AI and boom, I've got all this stuff. And then just add one word, oh, try this AI, make this bigger. I'd rather have this. Take that part out, add this, add that. And it gives you so many ideas. It's fantastic.
It really is.
Yeah.
And really, we talk about like AI. Maybe you're just going to use that generative AI like ChatGPT. And a lot of people that are hesitant, a lot of times I would tell them, hey, listen, just do your groceries.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, go home tonight and you've got chicken, you've got pepper, salt, a lemon, some rice.
Give me a recipe. Yeah.
And it will do it for you. So it's really relatable to real life. Even like my wife, we've been redesigning our living room, getting couches, like all these things. And she'll take a picture, load it. It's like, how should the space
go?
And it'll give some really cool ideas or where should I move this? And like very relatable in that side of it. We're planning a vacation, you know, picking up a visit or a habit.
Yes.
Because it's pulling everything from the web.
Right.
So not only just a planner for you in your life, but then when you're in the classroom, when you've got five kids that aren't reading on grade, but you've got four kids that are ESL, you've got two that are just academically low.
Right.
And figuring out how to differentiate everything for that, how you can teach the Constitution. It really just impacts things.
Right.
And even, you know, I know I'm a little off the rant here, but like picking one thing, one program is so key because, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Texas, to TCA.
Huge
national level Texas.
Just of you guys.
It was awesome. And you know, it's been in my brain a lot that I've walked to the vendor hall and there was, I don't know, 10, 15 programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially we're at the spot now, I feel like they just all do the same thing.
That's fair.
Like they all have a button for a lesson. They all have a button for worksheets. They all have an extension. They all have these. And it's like, how do you really pick? Like, what am I going to tell Rebecca today? Hey, there's this new program that does the same thing as this one, you should go try this England. But it's figuring out like what works for you.
Yes.
And then, you know, if it comes up in conversations for me, like I need to know about it, but really sticking with those big ones that came out, and sharing those that I feel like more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But they get that's hard. It's really hard getting with all the things.
There's just so much. Yeah, it can be really overwhelming. I feel like people that struggle, they get overwhelmed and they shut down. And so if you can just pick that one thing and focus on it, it really does help you build your repertoire.
Yeah.
Because once you get comfortable with that, okay, now move on to something else. And then you can circle back later because they're always developing and adding new things and just updating and changing. But really, truly, just don't get overwhelmed and stall out. Just try that one thing and keep moving forward.
Yeah, because we're a little bit in this tech battle. Like you got program A, that does this in program B is like, oh, we can do that. Yeah. Program A is like, no, I got it better. And it's like, it's fun to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it does make it quite a bit of a challenge.
Right.
I think that's a really great tip. So let's think about that, just a tip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Favorite program.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got your history, your things that are built into your content.
Yes.
Yep. Let's think outside of that. Favorite, like, do you have to create a lesson for this? You're going to have to do this. Like, what's your go-to?
I do really like Brisk. But lately here, with Notebook LM, being able to create, like, podcasts.
Because yeah.
I have kids, their attention spans are so much shorter now. I'm sure everybody knows that. Listening, they're so much shorter than they used to be.
Yeah.
So if I can put something in and create a podcast that my kids that struggle to read can just listen to, then I have expanded what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
And that is so valuable for me. I really love to be able to, I use Schoology as well. And so I post all this stuff on Schoology for them to access. But if I had it in different availability, like, oh, it's written, oh, here's a link to a YouTube video, here's a podcast, I feel like I'm more able to get kids to buy in because yeah. they're able to pick what works for them. And so I've been really excited about that lately.
What's even like, you know, things that when you go through a certification through a program,
yes,
well, a lot of them, here's your video, answer a question. Some of that's kind of boring because, like, I want to be able to, like, either play while I'm listening.
Yes.
Or I want you to give me the meat and potatoes of, like, can you listen to this? And I want to just listen to it and then just move on with my day and just try it later.
Yeah.
So I think as adults, we're the same thing.
Sure,
you know, like Adam Ferguson, YouTube, he's probably watching YouTube how to do this and that. He loves that.
Yeah.
But the next person is not going to want to watch a YouTube video and
have this. Yeah.
So I think it's especially with these kids, you've got to find a different way to do it. Because there's a lot of times when they get to high school, they've got a phone, they're hooked to that. They can use ChatGPT to answer any question super quick. It's just finding that niche.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're doing the same assignment, it's got a podcast, it's got this, it's got that, and they can do all things.
Yeah.
If
it works with what's theirs.
Yeah. As long as they're learning the content.
That's all I care about.
That's all it matters. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
Because when it comes to the test for your final exam or C or whatever, you want them to be able to say, hey, you mastered this.
Yes.
And even if you shared it 15 different ways, one way is going to stick.
Right. That's my goal. Yeah. Absolutely. Because we do, as humans, we are very different. We don't all sit the same way. We don't dress the same way. We don't walk or talk the same way. And there's value in that because it creates creativity because we're seeing things from different angles.
Yeah.
And so just like you're saying, being able to put those different content like creations out there, it checks the boxes for me.
Yeah.
It does what I need to. The kids are able to enjoy learning. I want them to be able to leave my classroom and still want to learn.
Yeah.
And so if I can give that to them in a way that works for them, I'll take that all day long.
For sure. And even that hits the idea of like being a STEM certified or STEAM certified school.
Right.
And I know it puts a little more label on it. There's a little more things that go into it. But like those ideas of like the engineering design process, the idea of creating and solving and figuring out why I did something wrong. Those things are so natural in what we do as adults in our job. Today you've seen, we could talk about the engineering design process for everything that we've done today.
Right.
But for the kids to learn that, I think it's huge in just figuring out like, hey, I created this project or I did this for essay or I did this. Now we're just assigning it something and kind of helping them reason through it versus like, oh, I messed up. I need to fix it. But no, you, this is part of that process.
Right.
And you're just owning that process a little.
Yeah. It's valuable. As we get to adults, little kids, sometimes I get frustrated. I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you got to keep moving. This is just as natural. It's okay. It's fine. We're just going to examine it and continue to go. Yeah.
Because, education in general, I feel like, it's changed from 30 years ago, 10 years ago to 15 years ago.
It's so different than when we started.
Yeah. And by the time my kids that are 10 and 8 get to high school, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. Their kids have kids. Like, it's just... It's going to change, and I'm really anxious to see what that looks like.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. And it could be just a big wash. Like you never know. We could go back to our school house, and like you just never know that cycle. But I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to be part of the process.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Yeah, it is fun to be a part of the process or be part of that. Like the first one to do it.
Yeah,
you know, or that early, like you know, being part of the first innovation educator group.
Yes.
Even though it may not go this way or that way, what you expect, but you're still part of that process to make it something great.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about being here because we get to we get to have an impact. And like, this is only the step one. So I'm assuming that if this is foundation, we're going to build more.
Yeah.
And we'll get to do even more cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to try out Chromebooks now for what might roll out in the future. And so that's just, it's cool. It's cool to be able to try that stuff out and test it and say, oh, hey, what if we do this? What if we do that?
Yeah, it's just not a title. You're actually getting to be involved in
your... Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, listen, awesome. This was incredible. I feel like we've rabbit trailed just like my day today.
It was kind of fun though.
But it's fun to have those conversations because again, like for the people listening, like it's just, I hope it's, you felt like it was genuine. I felt like it was genuine.
Yeah,
there was no scripts. Nothing, no notes. There's nothing on my screen that I can see. Nothing for you, Rebecca. So it's just been a fun conversation.
Good. I was glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome.
With you.
And listen, we'll have to have you back.
Okay.
Whether it's in person.
Yes.
Or we can send the video from you can meet from wherever in the world you want to be.
Oh, that sounds cool. I love it.
Well, awesome. Cool. And listen, I've got some swag for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, because not a lot of people know this, but if you're on the show, in person
again,
it's what I
like
a gift. Like, thank you for the
news. Yeah, this is really what a win.
That was coming, did you?
No, that's awesome.
Cool. Well, listen, guys, I hope you enjoyed episode number 75. I think these were some great conversations. Rebecca's just been a real treat to have on the show today. Now, listen, remember, you can follow the show on Spotify, Apple, I don't know, all the things that are out there. You can also see the show on the bcstechnology.org page. There you can see some notes and different things that we put out as a district. And you got the video, of course, on YouTube. There's so many ways to follow that I try to find people. Twitter, the Instagram. Really diving into the video part. I'm really excited about that. It's been a lot of fun to do that. And then also remember, you got the website, which is bit.ly/techflush. There you can see all the episodes. You can see notes that if they come out for the episodes. And then from there, it's also linked to a resource page. Was just like packed
for both tons of stuff
of like programs, okay, technology, resources, anything that I think is cool. I try to organize it in one of the folders in there. There's just so much things to see there. So, well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, again, Rebecca, thank you for coming. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And until next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.